Blog Talk Radio.
Give a shout out to how I had the chance to meet Miss Raven. I got to give a shout out to Miss Latina Park, ladies and gentlemen, of KProV Publishing. Got to give her her props because I tell you, without networking and having a wonderful publisher like Miss Latina Park, ladies and gentlemen, she is on Facebook. She's also on LinkedIn. She's also at KProV Publishing. And we're excited about that as well. So I had to give a shout out to that because Miss Raven is one of her clients and she's got a beautiful, beautiful book that she has put out there. We're going to be talking about that a little bit as well. Hey, this is Kevin Bond with us today, and we're not going to be long with you today. Miss Kimberly is busy today, so we want to make sure we respect her time. So I did want to give her some proper props. We're going to read her bio first, guys. Let's get started here on Power Connections. But before I do that, let me tell you what Power Connections is all about. It's about bringing in powerful people like you. If you're in business, ladies and gentlemen, if you are an author, actress, whatever you do in a positive light, we are going to bring it to it. We're talking about powerful people that help change the world, ladies and gentlemen, help change their family, help change their neighborhood, and help change their city, their state. Whatever they're doing, we'd like to bring them on as a power connector, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to Power Connections. We're going to get started here in a few seconds here as well. Hey, let me go ahead and get this music down here and get started here because I want to give Miss Raven her proper props, ladies and gentlemen. And she'll probably have to update me if she needs to on this, the bio that I have on file here. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections. Hey, Kimberly Raven, born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, she's a Georgia peach. That's pretty cool right there. Matter of fact, we're just going to give her a round of applause just for that by itself. That's pretty cool when you think about it. Not too, yeah. Y'all give her a round of applause for being a Georgia peach. Amen. Raised in Atlanta, Georgia, is a professional actor in the Atlanta area. She began her career by studying at the Alliance Theater, New African Grove Theater, Evolve Acting Studios, Georgia Media Academy, West End Performing Arts Center. Oh, that's powerful. West End is awesome over here, man. And Mans Robinson Studios. Kimberly made her theatrical debut in the play Front Porch Society. I love it. As a nosy neighbor, Winnie. I love it. I love it. And in the stage play, this family show is crazy. And behind every woman, she has also branched out into the TV, film, and featured spotlight on Barry Jenkins, The Underground Railroad. Wow. And the Lifetime movie, You Can't Take My Daughter. Wow. Kimberly is known for her works and ethics behind the camera, exceeding in the role as a production assistant, casting assistant, working with Kareem Entertainment and Blue Bistro Creative. Kimberly didn't stop here. With her hard work and determination, she published her first inspirational book, 2021, titled Butterfly in the Jar. I love that book title, and you got to see the graphic on there too, guys. It's so powerful. Now available on Amazon. When you work hard, you have an active prayer life and serve others, God will definitely open doors, amen to that, for opportunities for you. With that being said, the book is her first SAG role, and it is in the beginning, it was part of her beginning, her career. She says, I'm stepping into a new, exciting territories, and I'm looking forward to unlocking my creative ideas, goals, mission, and create a platform for other like-minded individuals with my production team, ACD Productions. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, y'all put your hands for Miss Kimberly Raven as I open up her mic. Miss Raven, how you doing today, madam?
Thank you for that wonderful applause and that wonderful introduction. I am so happy to be here with you all today, and I hope everyone is doing well.
Yes, Ms. Raven, thank you so much. We just got to give God a round of applause for you being born. We just thank you that you're even here today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Well, Sister Raven, we always love to give. We're not going to be with you long today because of your time, but we want to always give our guests an opportunity to say a few words to the, you know, lots going on the planet. A lot is going on. So anything you'd like to say, anything you want to say for encouragement, reflections, anything you want to say from your heart before we get started?
Well, sure, yes. I can speak from the heart and saying this is a true testimony. And I know that everyone has been going through the trenches since COVID-19. Yes. And not just with yourselves, but with family, friends, with your job, with your church.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so much that is going on. And
yes.
I found out through my personal experience, when I pull myself away, you got to pull yourself away all the madness and all the noise that is going on inside your head and inside and around your circle. You need to pull away into silence and just meditate. You can meditate on the word, meditate in nature.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say that's what have kept me afloat.
Yes.
That has kept my sanity intact.
There you go.
Because I had to pull away from the noise. Everybody is, and everything that's going on around you, you don't hear too much positiveness. You just hear the negative. Oh, this is going on. This is. And it's too much, and it gets overwhelming. So you're trying to make a decision on how to handle this and how to do this, and this is coming. You can't make sound decisions when you
are
in the midst of the clutter.
Yeah.
So I would say just remove yourselves from the clutter. Remove yourselves from negative environment and distraction that's pulling you away. That's pulling you away from your goals and your dreams and your mission. And most important, if it's pulling you away from God, you need to let it go.
Yeah, I love it.
So I would just say, stay encouraged. Love on yourselves. Love the people that love you.
Yeah. Amen. I love it. Wow. Yeah. This is why we have the Ravens, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections. She just encouraged you guys, gave y'all some hope there to continue on, but you're going to have to separate yourself. You know, Sister Raven, as we're talking, this is stuff that I had to do. You gotta minimize or eliminate the noise, as she mentioned, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta do that. You gotta get rid of distractions too. I'm not saying that's easy to do, but Sister Raven, we gotta get rid of distractions, man. Anything that's not gonna give me my peace back, you know, my joy back, all of that. So we gotta make
You have to get comfortable with saying no. You have to get comfortable with setting boundaries. And I'm finding that is funny. But I'm finding out more that's how you keep your peace and your sanity intact too. You have to be able to say no without an explanation and set boundaries.
That's right. That's right. You can say it with a smile, ladies and gentlemen. You can say no with a smile.
You don't have to,
because you don't have to be nasty about it.
Right.
Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're here on Power Connections. My special guest, Ms. Raven, Kimberly Raven, ladies and gentlemen. She's a wonderful actress also and author. We'll be talking about those two areas today. You know, as we dive in real quickly, Sister Kimberly, I wanted to ask you about the acting side, because that's a good, is that a good release for you as far as, you know, doing stuff in that realm? I would think that would be a
Because I get to be, you know, you get to kind of dive into different characters.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about with wardrobe, with the mental capacity. You get to dive into these different versions of yourself that people can relate to.
Right.
Which is
what
I like.
I love it. That's wonderful. Well, so Ms. Raven, just tell me a little bit about your family. Do you have a history of actresses and actors in your family? How'd you get into the business?
You know what? I do not.
Wow.
We do not. So as far as I know, I can honestly say that I'm the first to actually be, you know, kind of pursuing the acting, my acting career on a professional level. On a professional level. So, but I've always been kind of intrigued with, when I watch television, I would definitely pay close attention to the actors and what they're saying, their body language. And the fun part for me, I just looked at it as being fun.
Yeah.
I would remember some lines or dialogue from a show, and then I would just, you know, memorize it and kind of imitate that person. So I remember when I was working and we would have lunch in the lunchroom, and Empire was the biggest thing going then. And so, you know, we would all watch it on Wednesday, and then the Thursday lunchtime, you know, we'll talk about it. And I got to the point where it's Cookie was my girl. And so I would just kind of memorize some lines, or we'll memorize like some of the funniest lines or just the memorable lines in that show, in the episode.
Yeah.
And then I would, you know, during lunch, I would just mimic her, you know, that I would just kind of reenact that scene or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would laugh and they're like, girl, you need to be on TV. And I was like, I wasn't really thinking about doing it professionally. It was just fun for me.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It was just kind of for us to have a fun time doing lunch. And, you know, one day, and so I was sitting at my workstation, and something told me, just, you know what, I'll just look into it.
Yeah,
and at
exactly.
the time, I was working downtown Atlanta, and that's how, when I researched the nearest schools, that's how I found the Alliance Theater, because it was downtown where I had worked.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
so I decided to audit a class. I was like, well, let me just audit the class just to see, well, you know, what is this acting thing about, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it something that I could resonate with and relate to, or if it's something I'd be interested in? And so I decided to audit a class.
Yeah.
And when you audit a class, I thought that you just sit in class and just observe, you know, just kind of everybody else, the ones that have paid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to my surprise, that the instructor had everybody to participate.
Wow.
And so when I got to participate, I had to do a skit. It was a Madea, and she had me do Madea.
Yeah, yeah.
So out of all the characters, she had me do Madea. And so I did the best that I could.
Right.
But after class, she had asked me, she pulled me to the side. She said, have you ever thought about acting? And I was like, no, not at all. And she said, you should.
Yeah.
He said,
that's tough.
Do it. And so I said, and so I took that, but that was in 2017.
Uh-huh.
2000, I sat on that for a whole year until
right.
I decided to leave my job in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then to become an entrepreneur, you know, to become an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I decided to enter in the class. So I took my first acting class in 2018.
Wow, that is so cool. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we also, we call Sister Raven Miss Hollywood.
I love it.
That is so true. That's good. So you're a venture. You like to venture out and do different things. That's so cool. I like that because most people wouldn't do that during the lunch period or after work or before work. We'll go down to check this out a little bit more. They think, oh, I don't think I'm interested in that. You know, people almost talk themselves out of something they're already blessed with, you know, sometimes. So I'm so glad you did that. I'm so glad you was able to check into that. Now, do you have other family members that are following you or friends or coworkers that are following you now in that area?
I have a cousin.
She
doesn't want to be in front of the camera, but she likes working behind the camera, which is what I like doing that as well. But she's not the only one. Now, I do have two sons, and they are nowhere near interested in acting. No, they have their own lives. They're all lame. So mom is doing, and, they just let me do my thing. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, we can't expect our children to follow our footsteps even when we're successful, you know. So that's
right.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's good. So proud of you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest, Miss Hollywood, Miss Kimberly Raven, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're talking about her background in acting and actress and coming up and helping others as well, behind the scenes, in front of the camera, all the above. So we're so proud of her to be with us today as well. Wow. Well, one thing, Kimberly, I want to ask you, because, you know, we got young people that listen to the network and people, maybe even older people, of course, that want to be part of the, film, movie, theater, whatever. What would be some of your recommendations today or encouragement today for those say, hey, I'd love to get into acting and theater, or maybe film or whatever. What would you give mm-hmm. people, tell people today to do today?
My encouragement, what I would say, if you're interested in stage, TV, film, or just, like I said, overall, just entering into the film production period, the acting side, I would definitely encourage you to take a beginner's class. I started off at the Alliance Theater, and the one thing that I noticed and I noticed this after taking several classes at other establishments.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the one thing that the Alliance Theater did, we had classroom time and then we had film time. So we would have, she pulled out the rolling chalkboard. We had work when we walked in the door, like you really felt we had that school experience. And I'm glad that I had that part of it because Once you get on set, whether you're working background or in front of the camera, you need to know and understand how a production works. You need to understand the lingo. And I know that some classes that I have elevated to where you would have newer people or beginners to come in, and then instructors just kind of skip over the lingo. They skip over the basic foundation. So I would say if you are really serious about longevity in the production, start at the beginning. Audit a class too. You can audit different classes for free to see if you would be a fit for that class, to see if you would be a fit for that instructor, that environment. Like take your craft very seriously. Take it very seriously, and I would say connect with other people that's in the industry, and you have to be open. You have to be open to be coachable because you don't know everything. Even if you have experience on two production sets, you still learn every day. So So you have to be open. You have to be open to learn so you can grow.
Yeah.
So you have to be coachable. And it's you want to get there in a hurry, but this is not a microwave. If you want your success to be longevity, don't look for a microwavable. Don't look for a microwavable jump into the industry. Like, take your time and savor the moment. Take your time and savor the moment.
Yeah.
But I would say start at the beginning where you can actually learn about the fundamentals of a production. And then you'll see. And then that way you can see yourself growing slowly but surely. You know, but enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. And don't give up, because I'm telling you, you're going to get a lot of no's and no callbacks. And you don't get the audition. You won't get the part after you audition. And you may not get your reel after you, even after you have filmed. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged, because you're going to get a lot of no's, but it only takes that one yes. It only takes that one yes. So stay encouraged. Stay encouraged and stay coachable.
Oh, I love it. Hey, you're hearing it from Miss Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Kimberly Raven on being actress or actor, what it takes, guys. You got to get that training, and you got to have a good attitude. You know, Raven, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, what about, when should they do their headshots and all the package that you're supposed to have? Do you have to have photos and whatever your package you got to have before you get started in the class? How's that look today? What do you have to have?
Not before you start a class, you don't, but the instructor will, but the instructor will definitely touch on headshots and resumes, and so you can ask questions about that. But the instructors would definitely touch on what you would need and how your resume would look. Some directors, you know, would like certain things and like certain things this way, but for the overall part of it, the instructors will – They will touch on that in class. So you don't need anything to start a class. Just a good attitude. Just a good attitude and be coachable.
That's the key, guys. Yeah. Be coachable. That's what she talked about. You gotta listen. Listen to people. Even listen to the people that they are auditioning to as well. You know, listen to them. You don't have to know everything. All of that. Your goal is to learn and be quiet, almost be quiet until you're ready to speak. But you know what I'm saying? She said, talk about being coachable. That means you got to pay attention and you got to be coachable. That means you got to listen to the people that are trying to help you. They're trying to help you. Matter of fact, if you went there, that means you should be listening to them anyway, because you went there.
Anyway.
They invite you. Uh-huh. You went there. So that's powerful.
Right.
Hey, guys, this is Power Connections. It's my special guest, Miss Hollywood, Miss Kimberly Raven, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to switch over to her wonderful book. We've been talking about her acting background, ladies and gentlemen. She's a wonderful actress, and she can help you grow in that area as well. But Butterfly in a Jar. Now, we want you guys to go to Amazon to get the book, so we can't give you all the book. But I love the title. Also, I love the graphics that you have on there as well that I've seen, Sister Raven. That was powerful. So, guys, you can go to Amazon and type in Butterfly in a Jar and make sure you put her name in there as well, Kimberly Raven. We'll also pull it up a lot quicker. So on Amazon, I want you guys to go to that website, check it out, and order the book as well. We want you to order that book, too, because we got time coming, the holidays coming up. So you can start ordering for your Christmas gifts now, you know, Butterfly in a Jar. Well, let's talk about that book a little bit there, Sister Raven. The Butterfly in a Jar. Can you just give us a little bit? Because I don't want people to know everything about it. They say, she told me everything. I don't need to get the book now. I don't want that. So tell us about how you got started, why you wrote a book, and how you got started, and how you came up with the title.
So I came up with the title. Okay, let me back up. So the book is about, in a nutshell, from beginning to now, from my childhood to adulthood. So Butterfly in a Jar is about me. It's about it's about different areas in my life.
Yeah.
The traumas, disappointment. I talked about all of that. I talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
The different areas of stagnation in my life. But I also talked about, and I pointed that out, that's the beginning, but I also talked about how I came out of it.
Come on,
out
now.
Of each
that's
trauma,
what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Out of each trauma, out of each disappointment, yeah. Anything that happened in my life that scarred me, anything that happened in my life that scarred me or hurt me, I didn't let that become me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Any areas of my life that I felt where my wings couldn't fly, where I couldn't grow, I talked about that.
Yeah.
And so and I talked about the different things that I did to actually that actually helped me to spread my wings, to make my wings stronger,
yeah.
to
yes.
the strength that my
yes.
wings needed. So
yes.
it's an inspirational book. And
yeah.
a lot of times when people look at you on the surface, they don't know what you have been through. Because I've had a few people,
mm-hmm.
after they read my book, they were like, wow, I had no idea. I had no
right.
idea that you,
oh, no.
that you was going through. And I was that's... like, well, yeah, I wasn't taught to wear my feelings on the sleeve. You know, I dealt with things,
yeah.
but I dealt with things in silence mostly.
Right. What's do,
but
yeah.
it made me stronger. So I talked about my weaknesses, but I talked about my strength, because what I've noticed, some people, they would want to, their weaknesses, they
mm-hmm.
they would kind of feed on their weaknesses, or they would just keep honing in on their weaknesses and not
right.
really want to, they keep
yeah.
looking at the problem.
Right.
And not really focusing on the solution. I was
yeah.
the opposite. I recognized
yeah.
the problems in my life and the traumas and the tragedies.
Right.
And I wanted to focus on the solution, on how
mm-hmm.
I could heal. And so
yeah.
that's where the writing came from. Once I started
wow.
writing and putting on paper,
yeah.
I started to feel better because I felt like this load. And then
yeah.
I only put it on paper. It
yeah.
wasn't until I talked to Laquita, which is my publisher,
yes,
that
yes.
when I had a consultation with her, and it was just so, it was
yeah.
what I needed. It was a
reassurance
that yeah, I needed.
She's good. Yeah, she is good. She's the
right.
best, folks. She's
very
the best.
Best. Very best, because, you know, sometimes things that you go through in your life, you feel embarrassed or ashamed that
yeah, right.
I don't want nobody to know. I'm the only one that went through this and
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And that's
right.
what I was thinking. That's why I only put it on paper for me to read.
Right.
But then, when, like I said, once I had that consultation with her,
yes.
it gave me the confidence to say, hey,
yeah.
other people can get inspired by
yeah.
your healing, your words.
Yeah.
And so I decided to put it in that book. And let me tell you, that
yeah.
is the best decision that I have made. And let me tell you why, because... I've had some reviews. It is some reviews on Amazon, but
amen.
I've also had people to just text me,
wow.
or they posted on my Facebook page. But
yeah.
I had this one guy who was my client. He read my book,
yeah.
and he told me, and this was just within the last month.
Hmm.
He called me. He told me. He said, "Miss Raven," he said, "I just want to let you know that
wow.
I, you know, I read your book," and
yeah.
he said, it encouraged me.
Wow, exactly.
To call
exactly.
my dad.
There
it
you go.
It encouraged me to call my dad and to mend our relationship. So now
yeah.
I have a relationship with my dad because I've read your book.
Come
on
now.
And another thing, I do take some therapy, because
yeah.
after the loss of my mom, my brother, my dad, it was time
yeah.
for me to take therapy. I
yes,
now, my therapist or my chaplain that I have my sessions with, he
yes.
is now writing his book. Because
oh,
he and I
yeah.
had a conversation, and he read my book as well. And so, the one thing that surprises me is, now,
mm-hmm.
the book is for men and women, but I'm
yes.
finding more men
yeah.
reading that book. And
yeah.
it has opened up their eyes
wow.
to themselves. And not only
right.
that, they would turn around and go and purchase
yeah.
another book, and then they would give it to somebody else. So I have this
yeah.
one lady at church who, like, look, I need to order about 3-4 more books.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to keep my book. Everybody want to read my book. I need to order
yeah.
some more books. So
yeah.
at one point I was thinking, that it, I wasn't impacting people, that it wasn't inspiring people, but you just have to sit back and have confidence in yourself. And I know that I'm changing and touching people's lives, and that right there alone gives me so much satisfaction, because I knew, I said, well, I may not be able to reach everybody, but as long as I can reach somebody to make a difference in their lives, then I've done my job.
Absolutely. That's powerful, Sister Raven. That is so powerful right there, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You had to write it for not only for yourself, but for other people. That's powerful. In some cases, you'll never even meet them. You may never even meet some of these people, but they may respond well, but never meet them. Isn't that something powerful?
Exactly.
That's incredible. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with my special guest, Mrs. Kimberly Raven. Ladies and gentlemen, we call her Miss Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. She's been talking about her actress background and being a publisher, or excuse me, being an author with a published book, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give a quick shout out to one of the best publishers on the planet, Ms. Laquita Parks, good friend of ours, and the best publisher on the planet, our publisher. And she's at PayProV Publishing, payprovpublishing.com. That's Laquita Parks. She's on Facebook, and she's also on LinkedIn, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys need to get in touch with her, let me know. Contact me, say, Kev, send me that publisher's website so I can get that over to you, okay? So you can publish your book, put your book together. If you got a book, idea, film, movie, whatever, you need to talk to Ms. Parks, guys, and get that written up and get that out there. Like Sister Raven, you definitely need to take charge in that area. So I'm so proud of you, Sister Raven, for that. That is powerful. It's all about changing lives, folks.
Changing lives. Look, which is why, since I've been doing it all my life.
Yeah.
But I am a certified life coach, and I love it. I love talking to people one-on-one to facilitate growth and change in their lives because, hey, we all need that coach. We all need that life coach.
Yes, we do.
We all need somebody in your corner to give you that push, that boost of confidence that you need to accomplish your goals and your purpose in life. So
that's right.
Hey, if you need that encouragement, go to life, go to results. Life coach is here for you.
Amen. That's right. Get that out again, Sister Ray. That's your website. You just gave out. Give it again.
That's a Facebook page. So I don't have a website for that. So that's a Facebook. That's my Facebook page. Yeah, goals. 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 The number 2. Goals to results. Life coach.
Fantastic. Goals to
results. Goals to results. set goals to get to the results, right? You have to set goals to get to the results.
Exactly. Right. That's on Facebook, guys. You guys, once you go to Facebook page, guys, that's goals and the number 2, results. And we're excited about that, so you can get that started there as well. But it's all about changing lives, folks. It's all about, and also, too, for those who are listening across the globe, across the country, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you have somebody in your life that can uplift you. That, like she said, a mentor, a mentee, whatever, you know, mentor or a coach or life coach, whatever you need somebody in your life. Get somebody in your life, folks, that's going to pour into you, that's going to encourage you, going to give you some excitement, going to maybe even challenge you. Say, why didn't you get that done? You said you wanted to do it.
Uh-huh.
You said you wanted to write that book. When are you going to write it? You know, give me some time.
Exactly.
That's exactly
how I pushed a couple of other people. I mean, like you say, the chaplain and somebody. Yeah, a couple of other people that, you know, I had conversation with, and they, I got them right down the brink. They were like, well, you know, I was thinking. I was like, hey, you can turn your thought into a realization. That's Laquita's quote, right?
Yep.
Turn your thought into a realization. I'm telling you, it can change people's lives. We all have a story. I'm telling you, don't be ashamed of your story, your past. We all have a past.
Absolutely.
We all have a past, but that doesn't determine your destination, your future. You can turn it around.
Amen.
Turn around, I'm telling you.
Oh, you see why we have Miss Kimberly Raven on. Like, guys, she's on connected for the day. She's a powerful lady. I love it. You know, also too, Mr. Raven, this is very serious stuff. Even your books, your ideas, your film, whatever, can save a life. If people's lives have been saved, folks. There's people that are thinking about suicide, and they read your book and say, I wanted to live after they read your book, or they did something that kept their life alive, but they got help. So that's why it's important to tell your story. Like you said, Sister Raven, please tell your story, folks. But you're going to need some help. Yeah, you can call Sister Raven. You can get some coaching, and then you can get going to the publisher after that. So whatever it takes, I love it. Hey, this is Power Connection. Hey, Sister Raven, I want to give you some final thoughts there for today. It's been an awesome pleasure having you on the Power Connection with Kevin Vaughn. But any final thoughts, anything you want to share with us, takeaways, actions, things you want us to do, anything you want to say as we get ready to close out today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for having me on, and thank you to the to the audience for tuning in. And again, I just have to just piggyback off of what I said earlier. Just you know, be encouraged, love yourself, love the people that's surrounding you, and remember to remove yourself away from the distractions and the declutter. And
there
the clutter in your mind. Yeah, the clutter in your mind. Yeah, because you can, the sky's the limit. It's so many opportunities out here for you to succeed. And it's people, people out here that want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
But you have to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You believe in yourself. You change your mindset, you can change your life.
Absolutely. I love
it.
Hey, you guys,
stay encouraged and stay prayerful.
Amen. You heard it from Miss Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Raven, Miss Kimberly Raven, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. What a powerful way to start the week, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank God for Miss Raven. And you guys continue to pray for her as we pray for you out there as well. And we want you guys to stay excited about your wonderful life and know that God has created you for a purpose, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to get it with it. Also, too, we want you to minimize distractions, guys. Now, Ms. Ray, I'm going to tell a few folks out there because I've already done this, but you've got to minimize all the negative coming in. You've got to get rid of that television time, folks. Some of y'all are watching too much TV, okay? Nothing wrong with staying up to date, don't get me wrong, and enjoying your life. But I'm talking about every day you don't need to be hearing the news every 5 minutes, you know, or every hour. You need to start reading more. I want you to read more, specifically books like Sister Raven has put out. You know, Butterfly in the Jar, for example, on Amazon. We want you to read books that are going to inspire you because television doesn't really inspire you a lot. It may give you some information and updates. Don't get me wrong. But the point is we want you to be inspired to write your own book, not write, you know, have other people's books only. You know, write your own book, folks. That's what Sister Ray was talking about. Write your story. Be your story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, read her book. Get your story. Some of your story will come out of there. So we're just excited about that as well. Well, great. Well, guys, we got to get out of here. Sister Raven got things to do, so too do we. I know y'all do as well. We're just excited about Kimberly Raven being with us. And, of course, Kimberly, you are always welcome on the network periodically. You can come back as much as you need to for updates. And if you got another book coming out or another film or movie that you're in, let us know about it so we can promote, you know, as well. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. But Sister Raven, thank you so much for being with us. Please give love to your family. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to leave this with you real quickly to let you know that we're excited about your life. God's excited about your life. We're excited about your journey. It does take some effort. Guess what? Nobody can do it but you, right? You got to do your own journey. You got to write your own book, right? Amen. You can read books now. You can read books, Sister Raven's books, but you got to write your own book. And that's each and every day. We want you to enjoy the moments, too, of life. Enjoy your family, right? Enjoy your neighborhood, job, business, whatever. Enjoy the moments, folks. And keep in mind that life is good. There's more good in the world than evil. I can tell you that much. I can say there's more good than evil. So always know that God is with you and he always wants to help you grow each and every day. Hey, this has been Power Connection with my special guest, Ms. Kimberly Raven. We call her Miss Hollywood, folks. And you can tell why. If you go back and listen to this over and over again, you'll understand why, because she's a motivator. She's a coach. She is also on Facebook, guys. I highly recommend you check her out on Facebook. Go to Goals. That's Goals and the number 2 results on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. And you can type in her name, too, as well. That'll get you there as well. Kimberly Raven. All right. Well, Ms. Raven, appreciate you so much. God bless you. You take care now.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
So
and blessings
you so
to you,
much
too,
for your
well.
Time. Amen.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with another wonderful saying here. Thank God for Sister Raven there as she is with us today. I want to leave you with this. Remember to always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other, ladies and gentlemen. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Today's special guest was Miss Kimberly Raven of, we call her Miss Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, actress and author, powerful woman of God. And we thank God for her today being on with us. Hey, take care. We'll see you next time. You guys stay fired up and excited. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.